all the time on Facebook anymore?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah.
How come? What do you like about it?
Okay. I have, since we're going down the Facebook route, I have two Facebook accounts.
Okay.
One for my real name.
Uh-huh.
And one for my radio name.
Okay.
So my real name, it's people from high school, it's family, it's people like that. Mm-hmm. That know the real name. And then
right.
The other one is the radio name. Some hacked my real name and changed the email on the account to whatever asshole name they have, and I can't get in it.
Are you serious?
And this is something that has been going on. You just Google it, and it's the new scam. Is they take your whole thing, they changed the email. Mm-hmm. So you say, I want to reset my password. Oh, they'll send you a password to that email.
Oh.
So you can't, I'll go on there and I'll say, okay, reset my password. Mm-hmm. And then you can click on the little box where you have to put the six numbers in. And there's like a list of six numbers that people have been putting in. It's already changed twice. The email is changed twice, so it's been through two different people. And the problem is that that Facebook account has money on it to where I would put money on to promote this show.
Okay, got it.
So that's why they took that, and I can't get it back. And you can't get anybody from Facebook to do anything. They're like, whatever.
Are you serious? Facebook is so on this sort of thing. Here's why I'm shocked to hear this.
Not right now. They could give two shits.
Let me tell you why I'm shocked to hear this. Because the reason I brought this up in the first place is because I went to a friend of mine's Facebook page and it said that he wasn't there, mm-hmm. that he was suspended from Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, I texted him like, what did you do? You got suspended from like, what do you have to do to get suspended from Facebook as an adult? I understand, like, if you're a troll or if you're some idiot, but this is like a nice, responsible human being, right? He's in radio. He said he made a joke about himself, a self-deprecating joke, where he called himself white trash.
Mm.
And apparently that term white trash is verboten.
Yeah, it's algorithm that sets something off.
Right. But he wasn't getting into a fight with somebody else. He called himself white trash as a joke and they suspended him. So if Facebook is very busy suspending people, making jokes about themselves, I'm sure that they'd be very interested in somebody who stole your information.
No, it's a thing now. Like I said, you Google it. How it started was they blocked my account. Okay, so Facebook blocked my account. And they said, we think that you're underage.
Oh, my God.
That you're under 13. And you have to prove that you're over 13. I'm like, look at my photos.
How do you do that? How do you prove you're over 13?
I had to take a photo of my driver's license and send it to Facebook.
But did you send it to Facebook or send it to these scammers?
See, I have no idea.
Why would you do that? Not
because
tell
it
me
was
about
through,
this.
It was through Facebook, though. I sent the email through Facebook. I don't know what kind of scam they're running. But
well,
it was
that,
through
you're
Facebook.
You're an idiot. Now they have all your information. Now they
I
have
know.
Your driver's license. I'm sorry. You are not this much of a sucker, are you? You
no.
cannot be this stupid.
But they haven't done anything with it yet, so you can go on there, and I'm worried that they're friending people and doing all kinds of things in my name.
Friending people? I'd be worried that they're using your driver's license and opening up credit cards all over the place and impersonating you. This could be identity theft out there. I'm shocked that you would just give a stranger your information over the internet.
It was through Facebook, though.
It doesn't seem like it. Seems like somebody stole your account and was able to get you stupidly to give that information. I don't think Facebook asks you for that stuff.
No, I've heard that Facebook does do that. They crack down on people who are under 13. So I've heard that it's happened before. That's why I went, okay, they're probably just after me for some strange reason. But 2 days later, I'm locked out.
I don't care about Facebook. If this happened to me, I'd be like, take it. I just don't even care.
And that's how I am. I'm like, screw it. I didn't need that one anyway. I'll just have the other Facebook account. But I can't be the only person.
No, you're definitely not.
And you can even go in and you put in all this information. You put in your phone number and they send back and I spent hours on this and they send back and they go, there's nothing we can do. Sorry. Go screw yourself. Jump off a bridge.
Wait, Facebook didn't care?
No, they don't care.
Stole your identity?
They don't care. You can't get nobody on the phone. You can't get nobody on the phone. Nobody. They don't care. They're like,
I'm so surprised because they make such a big deal about this, like in the media. Every time you talk to them, they're like, yes, we're working very hard to crack down on this sort of thing.
No.
And here it is happening to you, and they've done bupkis.
Now, the problem is the scammers now can't call your phone if you're on Verizon or AT&T. There's a couple of different services now that are totally blocking these scam calls. So they got to figure out a different way of scamming people. So this is one way.
They go through your Facebook.
They go through your Facebook. So that's why I put a request in to get that scammer payback guy on the show with us to explain
to explain how
they do this and what you do. And because I have no idea, I'd love to put somebody from Facebook on right now and go, all right, what are you doing to fix this?
Well, why don't you make a request and see if they must have a publicity department. They must have somebody who's a spokesperson.
I should. But, you know, I was like you going, screw it. You can have it. You know.
But if this is happening to you, this is obviously happening to other people all around the world. So I think we should take our responsibility here, reach out to Facebook, find a spokesperson and have them on the show to explain what this is, how to avoid it, and what they're doing about it.
Mm-hmm.
Can't believe these people want to be you.
And my real name. They're not even going after my fake name. They're going to go up my real name. And there's like, photos on there that I don't have anywhere else. So I can't even get to them.
Like, they don't want to be Jennifer Gardner. They don't want to be Olivia Rodrigo.
You got to imagine that happens to them all the time.
Yeah, they want to be you.
They want to be me. So
that's they are deranged.